Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. My name is Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and I'm very excited to have you here today because we have a very special guest who is an innovative coach and expert at helping big-hearted coaches and entrepreneurs tap into their soul's brilliance and break through to new levels of success in their lives. Her name is Heather Gray, who is a very wonderful person. I'm a little biased. And founder of SoulFilledLife.com. She has been coaching, leading workshops, and writing about personal growth for over 15 years. And she's actually an award-winning author of Real Girl, Real World, A Guide to Finding Your True Self, the founder of the popular Soulfilled Cafe, a virtual gathering with expert coaches, and the creator of the Laptop Lifestyle Freedom Kit, which sounds fantastic for individuals who want to work where, when, and how they want. So, welcome, Heather.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's such an honor to be here, and I feel the same. I feel very biased about you as well.
We're going to have a love fest for the next hour. It's a rough life being us. So, the whole thought of a laptop lifestyle is very appealing to people, and some people kind of can view that as this thing that's a fantasy and not something that's ever really possible for them. And before we go into what that really looks like and how you help people create that, I think it's always important for people to hear your story and how you were able to create that kind of lifestyle for yourself.
Well, my story, I mean, goes way back. When I think about, like, my path, one of my big values is freedom. And, you know, from early on, I can remember, you know, just in grade school, I'm sure everyone can connect to this, you know, just sitting bored in a classroom looking out the window at the beautiful, you know, outside nature and wondering, why do we have to sit here for so long? I think that followed me into my career where I struggled a bit to find a right career. Everything felt sort of shackles on, you know, where I was doing something for someone else's dream, even if it was something very noble. You know, I've done a lot of nonprofit work. I have a master's in public health and studied psychology, so I've always known, you know, I want to help, I want to make a difference. But then there was also this part of me that wanted to experience more freedom and be more self-directed and sort of build my own message. And, you know, the laptop lifestyle, I feel like, is a very new thing where it's the ability to have a self-directed business, I think, is available to us. So many more people than it used to be. I mean, only, you know, 10 years ago, I was struggling to figure out how can I be an entrepreneur? How can I do something that's my own and have my time be my time? I think a lot of people have that dream. And there weren't that many paths to get you there even 10 years ago. And I think I feel like now there are so many ways to do it. And so that's where the laptop lifestyle sort of burst out of. And Soulfilled Life is also my part of my brand around, you know, not only going for those external and material trophies, but aligning with a higher soul purpose, which I know you know a lot about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And when you mentioned being able to have your time as your own, that was certainly a motivating factor for me as well to have my own business, as I imagine it is for a lot of people. And I don't know what your experience was like when you first started out in business, but for me, I actually kind of swapped a job for another job. without realizing I had done it, because I was working so many hours in my business that I wasn't having the kind of freedom that I wanted to have. And I know that you help people make sure that, you know, they're actually managing their time in such a way that their business is joyful as well. So how does the soul-filled life and the laptop lifestyle come together?
Well, the soul-filled life, the part that you're saying about recreating a job, I think that is a huge pitfall that people can fall into, where, you know, usually I work with a lot of coaches and healers, so I might use them a lot as examples. But, you know, let's say you have this impulse and this inspiration to go to coaching school. And when you do that, usually there's some kind of vision you have of your life when you go through coaching school that you're going to be, you know, the kind of clients you're going to be working with, you know, how you're going to, like, get up in the morning and have, you know, this relaxing morning and have your clients, you know, during certain times of the day. And then something happens when we go through the coaching program and we start, like, hearing, you know, stories of how difficult it is to get clients or how you need to market this way. And we start losing track of that initial impulse and inspiration. And a big piece of what I teach is around something called the golden, I call it the golden compass, that part of you that actually knows your path and knows the way towards more joy and more fulfillment. And it's actually the bottom line of your golden compass is finding the things that bring you joy and doing more of that. I mean, it actually is that simple. But if it was that simple, you know, we could hang up the phone and all go on our merry way, except it's not that simple because there's this other part of ourself, this social self that doesn't trust it, that says, you know, I've got to work hard or I've got to do it right or I've got to do it the way that person's doing it. And we lose touch with that part of ourselves, that internal compass that actually can guide us. So often what I'm doing is sort of getting things out of the way and helping people re-tap into what's that vision, like what's that thing that that's trying to burst through you. And I have a question that I often use with people that helps. If you want, I can share that. A question you can ask yourself is, if I knew I lived in an abundant universe that supplied all my needs, I would, and then fill in the blank. And if you do that 3 times in a row, you'll often tap into, you know, what is, you know, get yourself back into what was that initial, like, vision, that thing that's trying to birth through me?
That's a great question. And a lot of the work that I do, and I'm sure you have the same situation and you're kind of alluding to it, is that there's a big difference between knowing our purpose or knowing our dreams and desires and actually living them.
Yes.
And the gap in between is has less to do with us and more to do with the programming that we have. So what do you notice is kind of the top 1 to 3 reasons why people are not really living their vision?
I think one is fear, that there's a fear of, you know, will this work out? You know, like we want that guarantee and a fear of being able to trust it. And I see a lot of people getting stuck in that place where they have the dream, like they've dreamed up the dream, or maybe they've gone to somebody and, like, really figured out their purpose. But then they get stuck in, to get from that dream to what I call the promised land, where you're living the dream. There's actually this mountain to climb where things are new, you're doing things that you've never done before. And in that phase, it's actually very normal to say, to realize, this is harder than I thought, and that's okay. It doesn't mean I've made a mistake. But you've got to get things going. You've got to forget about perfection. Just get things going. You know, do the next indicated step. Create a project. I like helping people create, like, a 30-day, 60-day, or 90-day project that will have a, you know, an outcome, concrete outcome, and then, you know, go through it, and your lessons will come up. You know, you will have things to grow through, and that's totally fine and normal. But somehow in the dreaming phase, we have this idea that it's going to be, you know, there's one way it looks in our mind, and then when it's brought into the physical world, you know, it's often, it changes, it morphs, it's harder than we thought, and to kind of ride that journey and that path, and to be open to the creation process.
Yeah, that project, I can see how the project would help. It'd be like to have a sense of accomplishment and feeling like we're moving forward.
Absolutely. And then a chance to, you know, if it didn't work out, well, now you can look back and say, okay, what didn't work? Yeah, and adjust and continue. Instead of having this morphous, like, in 3 years, I'm going to be this. You know, that can really lead to something. I have a lot of friends that are entrepreneurs, and we joke about something called the pink bathrobe syndrome, where you spend a day in front of your computer, kind of like on Facebook or Twitter, and you get nothing done. And you look back on the day, and it's like, what happened? I had this whole day of freedom, and nothing was accomplished. And I think that happens when you don't have any goals or concrete projects.
Mm-hmm. I never have those days.
Yeah. I were laughing at the pink bathrobe. Kind of like, you know, the past generation would sit around watching soap operas. We sit around in front of our computers.
It's so true. There's so much energy of distraction available on the internet. And sometimes I think, too, just my opinion, that sometimes we can feel like we're being busy if we're sitting in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Because we're not at a place where we can give ourselves permission to just take a day off.
Yes.
Even though we ultimately just want to have a break. So as long as we feel like we're doing something that is somewhat quasi-related to business, that, you know, we're doing something. So
right.
Very, very interesting thing. So that'll be the code word now, the pink bathrobe. I'm part of the club. Yay. Well, I'd like to take a quick break because I know there's so much more to talk about, and we do need to take a break for our sponsors. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll hear more about how to live a soul-filled life. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from CN Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, today we are with our special guest, Heather Gray of SoulFilledLife.com. And we were talking about how to live a soul-filled life and how to create a laptop lifestyle. I can't say that before the break. And before the break, Heather, you were talking about the pink house coat or
pink bathrobe.
Pink bathrobe syndrome. And I imagine that's one of the things that you were talking about with entrepreneurs. But what else do you see as being, you know, like, let's take yourself personally. What are some of your challenges as an entrepreneur?
I think there's, you know, because you're relying, when you're an entrepreneur and you're self-directed and you're the one calling the shots, that when you have those dark nights of the soul, those times when, you know, maybe things aren't going the way you thought they would, or you're moving through a life lesson that maybe has nothing to do with your business but personal, and that I know I take it to this place, and I know a lot of entrepreneurs do too, where it's like, you know, well, this is too hard, and maybe this is not the right thing. You know, maybe I should, you know, it'd be a lot easier to have a regular job where I'm, you know, working for someone else. So it's that... like a seesaw where, you know, you go from these highs and these joys of, like, being on your purpose and knowing this is your path to this, you know, this utter, like, place where you question yourself really deeply. And I think it takes a lot of courage to be an entrepreneur and to move through those times. And I sometimes say and joke about that, you know, I've always been a very big personal growth junkie, and when I stepped into coaching and really stepped into entrepreneurship, it took my personal growth and put it on steroids. Like, every lesson, every corner of my life that needed to be turned over got turned over. It's still being turned over. But the wonderful thing is you grow when you can, you know, move through those and grow. And if the freedom is worth it to you, and if the things you love doing don't feel like work when you're doing them, then it's worth it. And I know what's helped me also is to have to surround myself with other people on a similar path that I can talk to and go to, and other coaches that have helped me along the way also.
Mm-hmm. My sense is that, and I see this a lot when I'm coaching, I imagine you see this as well, is that people assume that being an entrepreneur is going to be easier. And that because you get to choose your own schedule and so on, that somehow it's a magical life, and in a lot of ways it is. And I also know that you work way harder in your own business than you do for someone else.
That's right.
Because you're responsible for everything. But also there's way more that goes into a business than what people realize. So I imagine that is kind of a big misconception that a lot of people have when they're shifting from, you know, employment to entrepreneurship. What other myths do you see people kind of engaging in as they're making that switch?
Well, I think people that are on a purpose-filled path and a soul's path or a calling kind of a path, there's a lot of things out there that are about making money and about, quick fixes to your business that will help you make money. And I am all for making money, except that when you're on the purpose-filled path, there you can sometimes get tripped up with these methods or scenarios that don't actually fit you, and you kind of start getting off course and, like, starts feeling a bit inauthentic and wonky, and I think that's a mistake sometimes we make also is, you know, this big carrot of how to make money. And that's important, but I think it's also important to put that authentic piece in and that vision for your life, and from there, you know, there are ways to make money. You know, like, I always envisioned, you know, working one-on-one with people, and I had to figure out how do I package my coaching so that it's a win for them. They're investing, you know, in themselves into a program versus an hourly coaching rate, for example, and where it's a win for me, where I feel like I'm delivering a great program and also earning more than I would if I were charging hourly. So it's like sometimes just figuring out these things that will swing open the door for money, but doing it from a place that's authentic and from your vision. So that's, you know, I often call it not falling for like the cookie cutter business.
Mm-hmm.
I work with people that, you know, they're a unique person and they have a unique way that they're going to put it together. And I love kind of figuring that out with them.
Mm-hmm. It's so important for sure. And there's a lot of bright, shiny objects out there.
Yes. Yes. I've spent lots of money on them. I think a lot of us have. And, you know, and some of them have been key, you know, stepping stones, and some of them have been a true way of money.
Yeah, there's some really great sales pages out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that sell you this, you know, it's going to be easy, and of course that's what we all want. But like you're saying, it's very often not that way. It's you're going to be climbing, it's going to feel like climbing a mountain.
But yeah.
When you get to that peak, you're going to be excited that you climbed it.
Exactly. So it sounds like determining what we actually need versus what we think we need, knowing our business well enough and knowing ourselves well enough to discern what is a bright, shiny object and what is actually a necessity for our learning and our business.
Yeah. Even as we're talking about this, I'm realizing how much, like, patience, you know, can be a real gift, because a lot of the, you know, the things that I've gone for was when I was impatient and I was willing to push.
Mm-hmm.
And have outcomes maybe before I was ready to have them.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I find, too, I don't know how you find this, that a lot of people have issues with marketing because they have some preconceived notions about what marketing is and what marketing isn't. And a lot of the things that are just a natural part of business, no matter what business you're in, you just have to do them, like marketing. There's an avoidance of that, and so I think that if I sign up for this class or take this, you know, information product or whatever, that it's going to do it for me, and I'm not going to have to show up in my business the way that my business needs me to show up for it.
Yes.
So how do you help people shift, like if someone's wanting to leave a job and wanting to shift into a purpose-driven business, how do you support them with that?
It's different for different people. Sometimes I work with someone who is in a full-time job and is sort of exploring, and then sometimes, you know, they've already have some clients and they're at that growing place. But I always, like, with the marketing, you know, and you're exactly right on, like, there is going to be marketing to have your own business. But there's so, the thing I love about it is there's so many ways to market, and one thing, if you're hiring a marketing coach, be careful about, you know, I would take some time and, like, explore, I call it business crushes, like people that are, like, you really, like, attracted to how they're showing up. So let's say, for example, you know, you love their blog and you love their newsletter and you open it every time you get it, and, you know, that's a great sign for you. Like, there's probably something in how they're doing it that's resonating with you, because perhaps there's a way you can use their style or their way of doing it in your own business. So I often tell people, like, look at, you know, write down the businesses that you love what they're doing and you love how they're doing it and you crave, you know, more blog posts from them. And to look at all the creative ways that you can market, because some people are great writers. Like, I love writing and I love, you know, I feel like I connect to spirit through writing, and I've always been that way. So blogging was a natural fit for me. But somebody else may enjoy speaking more, or they may enjoy creating videos, or they may be a photographer. And, like, all of these ways are ways that you can market yourself. I think one of the keys is doing something regularly. Like, I would say, pick something you love doing and do it once a week, something that's free that people can find out more about you. And, you know, it could be a call that you do once a week where people come to the call and just hear, you know, a 15-minute, you know, talk that you give. You know, get creative with what it will be, but, and have it be something that would be really fun for you, and you would do it for free anyway. to me would be wonderful authentic marketing.
That's a great point. We really do need to be jazzed by what we're doing and how we're putting it out there in the world, and not to mention people pick up on it when
I do pick up on it when I can tell
that someone's disconnected from the way in which they're communicating their message. And it's hard to tell if they're actually disconnected from their message or they're disconnected from the way in which they're delivering their message. But either way, there's a disconnect. And as much as we feel like, oh, there's something here, it's hard to connect with people who aren't doing it in a way that they love.
Yeah. And I would add, too, like I'm realizing, like sometimes when you're doing something new, like I'm thinking about when I was first on Facebook, I felt really timid about it, and then I did, like, you know, like stuff that didn't feel authentic, and it took me a while to, like, realize, just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like, in the last year, I've connected with the most amazing people through Facebook. So to, you know, allow for some of that discomfort in the beginning, like when your first few blog posts, You're facing this empty canvas of a blog, and it's like it can be very intimidating. But to, it's like that art of imperfect action, just do it. You know, get through that initial stages till you find that kind of juicy spot where it feels good and people are noticing and connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, you mentioned that you enjoy doing your writing, and you do have a blog. So I want to talk about that when we come back, because you've got an interesting concept. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
We're living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000. 9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us today, we are speaking with the lovely and talented Heather Gray of SoulFilledLife.com. And before the break, we were talking about some of the pitfalls we can fall into when we're stepping into entrepreneurship and some of the things that you may want to be mindful of, whether you're considering becoming an entrepreneur or you're already in entrepreneurship. And you might have had a good chuckle with yourself if you heard some of the examples that we were talking about. But Heather, you mentioned one of the marketing tools that you use is something that you just love to do anyways, which is your blog. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about how that works.
Sure. Well, I have kind of two things I do with my blog now. One is, you know, my own personal posts where I will write an article. I usually write an article on something that's inspiring me now but also is useful to my audience. And I love to use beautiful images with my blog also. And so I post, you know, at least once a week my own posts. But I've also moved into, for the past year, I've been doing guest blog posts, where I feature other guest experts. And as we come on every Wednesday, I feature a guest at what's now called the Soulfilled Cafe. If you want, I can give you a little bit of the background to that, because I think it shows a lot about, for me, how things can grow in your business, how you have an inspiration and then it kind of snowballs into something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay, so what happened was in 2010, I was, a blog I love reading is called Escaping Mediocrity. It's Sarah Robinson. And she had a month-long blog event where she every day she had a new guest expert, and they would post an article. But not only would they post the article, you were invited to ask questions and share about what you were getting from their article, and the guest expert would interact all day with the people that were at the blog. And what I found was that the article really came to life. Like, it's one thing to read an inspiring article, but then to have the person sort of sharing even more, it just added this whole new dimension and really had you connect to that person. And I thought, that's so brilliant. And I wanted to try it at my blog. And so I'm sharing the background of this because this is how I think, you know, if you look in your own life and find, like, ooh, I'm inspired by that, how can I do it my way? So I invited a good friend and colleague named Cherry Norris, who's the Hollywood dating director, called her up and I said, will you be a guest blogger at my blog? You know, I've never done this before, but we'll sort of play and experiment. I think that's another good thing to do, is to look at things like, let's experiment and see how it goes. And so she did that for me the next month, and it went really well. You know, I keep track of my, this is another thing, if you have a blog, I highly recommend keeping track of your analytics through a free, you can do it free through Google Analytics. So, you know, every now and then I check in and see how it's doing, and I noticed that the day that she was there, we had a nice spike in traffic. So I decided to do it once a month. I know tons of coaching experts, and so I started featuring, you know, all the colleagues that I love and work with, and the same thing kept happening where we'd have a spike of traffic, and the person, the guest, also loved it. You know, it was a way for them to find out what people were needing and wanting, And people that are doing their purpose, it's kind of like that thing we were saying before, like you would do it for free. I mean, that's what I saw, is they were so generous with their wisdom and their knowledge, and they were just in their elements, you know, being able to share at the blog. And then this year I stepped it up. I did over Valentine's Day week, I did a week long where I had guest experts talking about rejuvenating love. Some were dating experts, some were just had cool relationship insights to share. And after that, I decided to go to once a week and see how that would go. And, you know, I had that fear of, do I know enough people? Am I going to be able to do this? And it's been, like, one of the, like, most flowing things in my business right now is the Soulfilled Cafe, where I just keep expanding. I feel like my universe of people I know, and it's just wonderful to, A, be able to put a spotlight on these people, but B, when I meet someone, to be able to invite them to be at the Soulfilled Cafe. It just sort of deepens our relationship as well. And the name of the event, actually, it used to be called just the Soulfilled Guest Event. Very boring name, but last November, I had a guest expert. His name is Alex Baisley of the Big Dream Program, and he's magical with words, and he... in the morning, they'll log on. He's like, hi, I'm just grabbing my cup of tea. I'm so happy to be at the Soulfilled Cafe. And it just struck me. I was like, that's such a great name. And we, and sure enough, the domain was available. And so I just started playing with that as the name of the event. Because it's sort of casual. You know, you just can log onto your computer. And when the day of the event, you can write in the comments and ask questions. And, I like the kind of a metaphor of a cafe where we're all connecting via a website, but almost as if we're at a cafe with the experts. And I like to see it that way, too, rather than sort of the Dear Abby, you know, where someone's anonymous and they're writing in with their issues. That it's more of a, you know, we're on equal ground and we're sharing and I love what you have to teach. And it's fine if someone does have an issue in that area and wants to put a comment anonymously. We definitely have that, and I totally invite that. But I also invite people to come to the blog and be themselves. And I use something called Discus, where you can have your photo and you can have a link to your website. And so it's become like a nice community where people can get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely got a great feel, and it's totally infused with your personality, which I think is important, and that's why it does so well, because people can actually... You know, you're connected with your message, but you're also being your message.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And it did organically grow. It's sort of like, you know, because I took that one step of, that was inspiring what Sarah did. I'm like, let me try it out. And then it grew into this, you know, it's kind of has a life of its own now. And, you know, the next growth for me is I'm looking at having sponsors for it and keep growing the, you know, the reach of it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm having a thought while you're talking, because I believe community is essential anyways. It's essential for the new paradigm, whether we're in business or not. Mm. And particularly if we are in business, community just is the way things are going. And I see community building is pretty natural for me, and it looks like it's really natural for you as well. And it's not even because we try to. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
I think that's partly because when we're in alignment with our message, it's just so much easier for people to find a clear path there. But what do you sense? Because I see some people trying to create community, and I really want to get my hands on them. But what is your sense as to why people may have some challenges in growing communities organically?
Funny when you said like that I might have a gift at it, because I would have never said that I do, because I am, you know, I tend to be more introverted, and I grew up the youngest in my family. You know, I would never have said like, oh yeah, I'm a community builder. So I think that piece, the organic piece, is so important. That and for me, it's, you know, it feels intimate. Like it's, you know, the people I invite to the cafe are people that I've met or would connected somehow, and there's a connection there, and it feels, you know, like an inspired alliance. So there's like, for me, there's an intimacy, and feels like friends, and it feels, you know, I love the word tribe, like a tribe of people that have a common vision. And trying to think, like, if you're trying to use a community for something, you know, that maybe people aren't aligned with, that might get kind of funky. Or, if you're not, like, maybe being really open with what the purpose is. And I think so much of it is about giving first also.
Mm.
You know, giving, and then from there, you know, the law of receiving. You know, I don't think it's any coincidence that since I've done the cafe for over a year now, I'm starting to get a lot of invitations like this to be on your radio show. And, you know, that's been organic also. I think it's been out of my, just that natural wanting to give and put these people in the spotlight. It felt really good to do it. But now I'm able to receive, you know, a similar, you know, starting to get some spotlight on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so interesting. For so many reasons, like you, I wouldn't have called myself a community builder, but people are always leaving comments for me about how much I'm building community. Just kind of an interesting experience. But yeah, I love how what you said about the universal law, where when we're activating a certain energy, it can't help but come back to us, and it's not because we do it for that reason. It just is a natural way that the universe works.
Absolutely.
I have invitations coming all the time, And I'm just being me, and that's the best part, I think. And it sounds like you're in the same position where I'm just having fun, and you're just having fun. And there's something very attractive energetically about people that are just living in their truth, being their message, hanging out, having a good time, really allowing their personality to infuse what they're doing and allow people to get what they feel like they're showing up for.
Absolutely. And actually, I have a metaphor I can share about that. It just popped in my head. Can't remember where I heard this first, but if you imagine, like, let's say you walk into a coffee shop and you're feeling really needy, like, I need something from someone, and you're going up to people, you know, I need this. You can imagine how people might react to that energy. Versus if you were to walk into the same exact soulful cafe, especially walking in the same and feeling just positive energy, like one of those days when you're just feeling like really confident and on, and you just walk in not needing anything, like you're much more likely to attract people. And so it's that, you know, it's that double-edged sword of, you know, when you don't need something, you're given it.
Not unlike relationships, right? When you're not looking for them, they pop up.
Exactly.
When you're looking for them, you can't find them anywhere. So true. Well, we're going to take a quick break, when we come back, we're going to talk about how Heather's going to be actually establishing soul-filled cafes across America. I'm just kidding. We'll be right back in a moment with Heather Gray.
You dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
this. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are with Heather Gray of the Soul Filled Life. So you can visit soulfilledlife.com or visit Soul Filled Cafe. Did I get that right?
You did. Soulfilledcafe.com.
.com. And perhaps a physical location coming to a town near you.
Perhaps. Yeah, we were just joking about this on the break that I was telling Jennifer that over the spring equinox, a shaman had shared with me that she was being guided to tell me to open up a coffee shop. She knew nothing about the Soul Filled Cafe and the blog events I was doing. So we shall see.
So angel investors, you can contact Heather at soulfilledlife.com.
Contact me.
I would actually like to mention, and I forgot to mention this earlier, that you do, and you were talking about free stuff, and I know you have lots of free goodies that people can access, but one of the great things that you're offering is the 5 secrets to true transformation. And when you go to soulfilledlife.com/5-secrets, you can get a free copy of that special report there that Heather's created. I know it's loaded with lots of information, so you definitely want to check that out. And, of course, visit her blog, soulfilledcafe.com. I know there's lots of great things happening over there, and I already shared with you anyways that I think your writing is fantastic and your blogs are incredible. So definitely encourage people to check that out.
Thank you. Yeah, I invite people to join the cafe, and Jennifer Longmore is going to be featured in August at our cafe.
Yeah, I heard she's a really cool chick. I'll have to check her out. I'm going to be writing a blog on how to open up your own soul-filled cafe. I'm not going to let that go.
I'll be there to learn.
Yeah, exactly. That's my gift to you, writing a blog on something I know nothing about. So I know you shared before that you work a lot with healers and coaches. What do you sense are the biggest challenges for coaches right now?
Wow. I think stepping into owning their gifts and stepping out more and growing their entrepreneurial business, you know, I think there's just places that we can get stuck, and there's a lot of different places, whether it's, you know, I have a client who, you know, been talking about starting her blog for a long time, and she's a wonderful writer and has wonderful things to share, but it's getting over that, you know, initial fear of, you know, who's going to read this, and being more public. And it's funny because, you know, with the blog in the beginning, you know, you're lucky if you got 5 or 6 people reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you'll soon get over that and be like, how do I get hundreds to read this? But it's, you know, it's the fear of the new, of the fear of the unknown, the fear of being public, and especially people, I think, that are sensitive and have gifts that are close to their heart. There's something about that that, you know, you want to protect it a little bit. And to succeed, you need to step out a little bit more, you know. And I think blogging is such a beautiful way to do it because you can grow a slow audience for yourself, but you are starting to step into being more public and starting to think about, you know, writing or doing a video or putting something out there that someone else is going to consume. And it takes you, you know, you have to grow bigger to do that. You have to become a little bit bigger. So I think people are against their growing edges, and I think that's a great thing. And I think that's why I love working with coaches and healers, because I've been through the process and I'm still in the process. But the willingness that they have to grow themselves and to, you know, look at the areas where they're scared and to move beyond it in an authentic way to bring their gifts to the world.
Mm-hmm. Visibility is just such a huge issue. You know, I can say that it's an issue for me. There's always layers of, you know, just when you get comfortable in that place that was once a scary place, like for you, you know, when you shared your blog, I'm sure the first time it was like, oh, who's going to read
yep,
it?
And published, yep.
what if? And then all of a sudden you get comfortable there, and then you know, it's hard to imagine that moment where how was I possibly afraid of this? I remember that with my first radio show years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's very comfortable for me to be here. And then, you know, there's always another layer to step into and to be more visible. And I definitely see that as well for folks being an issue. And a lot of what happens is we get attached to what other people will think of us. And it goes back to that old quote of what other people think of me is none of my business.
Yeah, I like to call it put your blinders on. Put your blinders on and focus on, you know, the next step.
Yeah, it's very easy to focus on what's going on with other people, and we've been so conditioned to focus on what's going on with the Joneses.
Yes, and there's so many ways to do it, to keep up with the Joneses through Facebook, other blogs.
And really, we all just want to be unique. And what we're craving from each other, if we're going to go to each other for service, is the uniqueness, not the sameness.
Exactly.
So, very interesting. So, if you could leave us with one message before we say goodbye for today, what do you really want people to know about how to live a soul-filled life?
I feel like the one thing that I would want to leave people with is to trust the joy. Trust the, you know, those times when the joy is just filling you up. I now, actually, when I'm driving, will carry a recording device with me to speak into when I'm feeling that inspiration. Like, trust that. That is your guidance. That is something that's trying to birth through you.
I love that. We somehow think that joy is unattainable, and it's less, again, about the destination and more about the journey, and it will pop up, and we just need to savor it when it's there.
Absolutely.
I don't know that it's even realistic to be in a place of joy 24/7. We can know how to access it, and we can tap into it. I'd like to say that my life is content, even when there's ups and downs. There's still a certain energy of contentment, but the joy is joyful.
It's not a destiny, but when it comes up, like, treasure it. Yeah, like, what am I being guided here?
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Yeah.
Well, what a great way to leave our show for today, Heather. I'm so grateful that you popped by and had a nice virtual coffee with us.
Thank you. It's an honor.
From the Soul Filled Cafe. I want to thank all of you for being with us today and sharing your time and your energy, tuning in. Wish you all a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and look forward to connecting with you next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.